And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Get this one. You've probably never heard this before. WWJD. WWJD. That's right. We're going to talk about that. Plus, we've got an interesting review on this concept called Think Both. Think Both. And if all goes well, and everything goes well the way we want to on live radio, we're going to be joined today in the house by Mario DiMatteo. And we are believing that this fantastic artist, motivational speaker, will have an opportunity to share his life-changing testimony. If that doesn't work, we'll punt till tomorrow. But we're hoping it works. That's what we're telling you, ladies and gentlemen.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanity is an oy vey. I got to do that with a little more Yiddish in it. Oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's print that talks. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Most Americans say churches have a positive effect on the direction of America. This is truth itself. The findings come from a new study by Pew Research. It found that overall, 59% of Americans say churches and other religious institutions have a positive effect on the way things are going in the country. Only 26% say churches have a negative effect. For churches, however, their biggest fans are already in their pews. Almost three-quarters of those who attend at least weekly say the church is a positive influence. For those who attend occasionally, the number drops to 66%. And for those who seldom or never attend, it falls even further. Among those who attend the least, more see the church as a negative influence than a positive. White evangelicals and Hispanic Catholics have the highest percentage who view the church positively. High numbers of white mainline Protestants, black Protestants, and white Catholics also see the church as a positive influence. Meanwhile, the religiously unaffiliated are the most likely to see the church as a bad influence. Slightly less than half of nuns, those who have no religious affiliation, see religious institutions as having a negative effect, while 34% say they are good for the nation. The overall numbers of Americans who say the church has a positive impact on the country have stayed fairly consistent since Pew began asking this question in 2010. The public images of other institutions have fluctuated more in the last 7 years, including a decline for colleges and universities. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. First and foremost, want to give a big shout out. The last week and day, we had Agent Squires filling in, doing an excellent job in the producing of the show. So a big shout out to Agent Squires. But we also welcome back our very own Tugboat Todd. Welcome back into the chair, the captain's chair of that room.
Master control room.
Yeah, of that room, whereas this one is the actual starship. Okay, maybe not. But this one is, okay, well, that's one and this is another. All right, let's just forget that. Let's talk about who is sponsoring this segment. That would be our very own Sam Rasool. And we have told you on numerous occasions, first of all, if you're looking for somebody to share at your church, now I'm not talking about a 5-minute testimony. I'm talking about a testimony. If you're looking for somebody to share at your church, Sam was born Muslim. From that to Bible-believing, born-again, evangelical Christian. How do you think that journey looks? It's fascinating. We encourage you to get in touch with Sam, and he'd be glad to speak at your Bible study, your church, your men's meeting. ThinkSam.com is his website, ThinkSam.com. Now, it just so happens he happens to be one of the top real estate agents in Southern California. That's kind of nice. And if you buy a sell or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his gross commission and gives that to whatever ministry or church that you would like to. And if you're selling your house and need a little bit of work on the house, maybe it needs a front door, maybe it needs a garage door, maybe you need some stuff, Sam will forward up to $25,000 when you list the house with him. And then when the house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow, no interest charged. Wonderful deal. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. Now, people say I say that too fast, so I don't want to do that. 8-5 and then an 8. Then you have 7, 8, and 0. And then spell the number 1. Don't spell that. Just push 1. And then spell Sam. 858-780-1-SAM. And if it's not for you, for the first time in 7 shows, then we say, if it's for somebody else, we say,
Send it to Sam.
There we go. All right. Let's get into our very next element, which is also important, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, and that is our What's Bugging Me segment brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Yeah. Got it on the first try. Here, let me tell you what's bugging me. It's not a bad thing, so I don't want you to get this wrong, but it's just bugging me because it just happened. So when things just happen, then they're a little fresher on your mind. So my wife and I have been trying to eat a little better. We have found out that the weekends are not helpful for us. They are very much not helpful. But we've been trying to eat better, and so her and I are like, okay, well, we're not going to eat, you know, too much today. That was yesterday. Here's today. We're going to kind of watch our calories. And then as soon as we get home, I'm going to take the dog and then we're going to go to the gym. I just got a text from my apartment complex. The pizza truck will be in the parking lot at 5 with special discounts on homemade pizza out of a pizza truck. Is that not unfair? Come on. I mean, that's like,
Dave.
I'm going to be driving in. There's going to be the pizza truck. Then I'm going to drive all the way back to where our apartment is. And the whole time, it's going to be like they threw some kind of like bug on my car. And it's just going to say my name over and over again.
They put fans in those things to like get the smell. I remember Mrs. Fields cookies.
Uh-huh.
They had the fans blowing that out into the mall.
See,
so smell that cookie.
Great idea. Unfortunately for me, the nose, though enlarged because of my own heritage, is not as bright as the eyes, and certainly not as bright as the ears, hence some of my nicknames when I was growing up, like Dumbo and stuff like that. Anyhow, let's get into our first DDD. I didn't even ask you if we had sounds. How bad was that? Do you have a sound for this first one? I don't remember. You tell me.
I'm not sure, but God, I wish I knew. What would Jesus do?
That's right. It was a popular bracelet for a while. Great saying. Nothing wrong with it because it really does try and help the Christian focus. WWJD, what would Jesus do? John chapter 13, verse 15 through 17 says this. I have set you an example so that you should do as I have done for you. Truly, truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. So for a long time, they had those, they had bumper stickers, and they had little wrist things, and some people even had like a necklace, WWJD. What would Jesus do? Now, one thing I will tell you that Jesus probably wouldn't have done is had a bumper sticker, because he didn't have a car. So he probably wouldn't have had a WWJD. I'm just saying. You can't fault me for that. But he did say this specifically. I have set an example. An example is not a sample. Okay, when you go to Costco and you try a sample, that is a teeny bit of what it is. Jesus has set us an example, not a sample. And he says it this way, you should do as I have done. So when you think about what would Jesus do in this context, in John 13, 15 through 17, he washes the disciples' feet. And if you remember, Peter, always the one to kind of crack in there and kind of say some, you know, he's, oh, well, wash every, you can't wash me. If I don't wash you, you have nothing to do with me. Wash my whole body. And it just goes from one extreme to another. That's Peter. But Jesus was setting an example that he, as master and Lord, was serving his very disciples. You know, he was about to lay his life down for them, and you'd think he might maybe want to get pampered just a little bit or appreciated just a little bit just before he had to endure the crucifixion and go on the cross. But instead, Jesus goes extra and washes the disciples' feet. So you really want to know what Jesus would do? Here's the answer. He would serve. Does that mean he would never say the righteous things? I don't know. Have you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John? I think that's pretty much most of what he did was he spoke and he demonstrated. So speaking is a big part of things. But Jesus served and he said, do what I do. He said, I have set you an example. You should do as I have done. Now, if you know these things, you're blessed if you do them. In other words, you can know a lot about Scripture. Unfortunately for me, I think I know 15,000 times more than I do. Now, that's not very helpful other than I really enjoy the knowing part, but you have to be able to do. It has to go with it. You know, people get hung up in the book of Romans and in the book of James, not really understanding that in spite of what Martin Luther said, in spite of him having a little bit of trouble, you know, putting those together, when James is talking about the produce of your faith, he's talking about this. If you have faith, something will come of that, and it will be in a demonstrable fashion. You'll be able to see that faith. When you have a situation and you pray with somebody over that situation, that is the seeing of that faith. It doesn't mean that you have to do specific works that are listed on some kind of chart. It's any activity that comes from that faith that's demonstrating that there really is faith. I've done a lot of things that did not demonstrate my faith, like try to take control of a situation, and then when it all gets messed up, then turn it over to God. I don't know if that's a demonstration of faith or desperateness. I'm not sure. It's like despondency at that point. But there are times in my life where I've taken moments of genuine faith and said and done and functioned in ways that that faith was active. That's what James is talking about. So Jesus makes it clear. Well, what I do, I'd serve. And you're blessed if you know that and you do it. Don't just be a hearer of the word, do it. Now, you're not going to do it all, but do something. Something is better than nothing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The Christian Station.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. A newspaper reported the story of a newborn baby abandoned in a pile of trash in a city alley. The mother had obviously left it there to die. The infant was near death when someone heard its faint cry and summoned medical help. The child survived, but not until it had received the attention and nourishment required. That situation has a spiritual parallel for you. Just as a baby will die if it's deprived of nourishment, so you will languish spiritually and become ineffective for the Lord if you don't feed on His Word. You should long for God's Word, just like that newborn baby desired its mother's milk. Since God's Word is your primary source of spiritual nourishment, don't fail to feed on it regularly. This is John MacArthur, hoping you'll join me again for Portraits of Grace.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Ambrose Bierce was a 19th century journalist known for his biting commentaries. On one occasion, he wrote that a Christian is one who believes that the New Testament is a divinely inspired book admirably suited to the spiritual needs of his neighbor. Mr. Bierce had obviously observed something in human nature that Jesus Christ observed as well, the human tendency towards self-righteousness. Jesus put it this way: people who criticize the speck in their neighbor's eye should first give attention to the log in their own. Removing the log in our eye will give us a much more balanced view of our neighbor. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's remedy for self-righteousness on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Is this you?
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't you love live radio? I do love live radio. I do. I do want to let you know we were going to have Mario DiMatteo on, but we had a little bit of a scheduling conflict. He feels really bad. No, you don't need to feel bad. When you have a scheduling conflict, stuff happens. It's no problem. No problem whatsoever. We're going to have him on next week. He's got a fascinating testimony, and that's going to be totally cool. Totally, totally awesome. So I'm just telling you up ahead of time. What's going on?
And word on the street is going to give out some comic books.
He is? What, we have to give them to the audience?
Yeah.
Okay. We do? Can't just keep them?
Well, I think one's going to Tugboat, but then the rest can go to the audience.
Okay. Okay. I have to think about that. Let's see. I do want to do a couple of announcements. I did say to everybody, thank you for the great work you guys did with Save the Children. Great work. 109%. We just got those little emails going, thank you guys. You saved like 225 kids. Fantastic. So it's just a blessing, and I say it all is you guys. You did it. Thanks. It's cool we did it as a team. All right. I did hear that Crazy Price Mall was trying to kick some things out of the mall, letting them go at 60% off. 60%, folks. I mean, if you can buy stuff at 60% off and then resell it at 10% below the 100% cost, you'd still make 30%. I mean, I'm just saying. It's a fact of life. CrazyPriceMall.com. Check it out. Don't forget the K-Praise app. I have heard that not only does the K-Praise app work really good, but if you hold it up just right in the light, that you can see Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, and Pluto, where Pluto becomes a planet again. So, come on. Now we're talking, right? Okay.
I saw a shirt at a store over the weekend, and it said, "When I was your age, Pluto was a planet." I almost bought it.
That is a great, you know, I mean, I did my fifth grade science thing. We did the solar system. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so, you know, does that mean that I didn't have to do the extra work? Well, I'm glad you told me now.
Well, that's my example. When everyone puts all their faith in science, and I said, well, yeah, that's great, but a couple of years ago, Pluto was a planet. Well, what do you say to that?
Yeah. You know, I still feel bad about that because I lived in Flagstaff, and that's where Pluto was discovered. Unfortunately, most people don't know that the word Pluto means god of the underworld, but that's besides the point. That's a Lowell Observatory.
Maybe it's good it's not around anymore.
Yeah, kind of. A little. All right. Flags out. Tough place spiritually. Don't forget Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Right here on KPRZ. And then Abounding Grace, not just before the show, but after the show, which is pretty cool. That's after the show. All right. We only have a certain amount of time. I want to make sure I can get into this. This is really kind of an interesting. We're going to switch this whole thing up. So you just kind of follow along with the bouncing ball. This is called Skeptically Blinded. Skeptically Blinded. John chapter 9, 8 through 9. John chapter 9, verses 8 through 9. At this, his neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging began to ask, "Isn't this the man who used to sit and beg?" Well, some claimed that he was, but others said, "No, he just looks like him." If you're not familiar with this story, this is the man who was unable to do anything but beg, and Jesus comes along and bam-o, Jesus heals him. This guy had been sitting for quite some time as a blind beggar at the temple front. How long? So long that his parents testify that he is of age to testify when they put the parents on the spot. He's been there a long, long time. If you go somewhere year after week, month after month, year after year, and there is a guy there who's begging, and you've seen him get older in his physique, you know, you kind of know what's going on, and that's where that guy is, and that's what's going on. He's getting older, he's begging, that's how he's surviving. What happens is the guy gets healed, and the people who have seen him time and time again, you know what they say? Isn't this the guy? This is the guy, right? Isn't this the guy? But other people were going, no, it just looks like him. And why that's important is this: doubters can't see reality. Even though that guy was in front of that temple for years and years, and even though they saw that guy, most likely, within the last 30 days, when you're a doubter, you can't see it. Ah, that's going to open up a can of worms, isn't it? If you're a doubter, you can't see it. What does that mean, Dave? What do you mean? What does that mean that you are, you know, you're a doubter, you can't see it? When you are unable to process things through faith, when you cannot use faith as a part of that process, and you are unable to see that which God is revealing. Here is a funny thing the world says. I'll believe it when I see it. You ever heard that? I know you have. I'll believe it when I see it. Okay, now let's get God's take on that. You'll see it when you believe it. God operating in the exact opposite, because doubters can't see things that take place in the divine. Here's the problem. I can understand that for non-believers. I mean, I don't think it's that hard. I was doing a study the other day, and it was kind of an intense study, and it talked about how unbelievers, they don't know because they don't have the Holy Spirit in them, and so there's no way that they can process. And I kind of get that. I mean, if they don't have the Holy Spirit revealing spiritual things to them, they'll never get it. They'll hear it and hear it and hear it. And these are the so-called American Christians, most of which are in the press or in the media, who sit there and claim some kind of connection to Jesus Christ, but have no idea who Jesus is, have no idea what he said, has no idea what the message is, but somehow it's American to claim some connection to Jesus, but not if it has anything to do with the Bible. Those people, they can't see. I know they're doubters. They're blind as can be. They're blind as a bat, so to speak. The bigger problem comes when the doubting comes from us believers. Because that principle that the doubters can't see the reality is also effectively true in the Christian world. Doubters don't see the hand of God. You don't see the provision. Where Scripture says we walk by faith and not by sight, too many of us have engaged in walking by sight. And if we can't demonstrate it, if we can't calculate it, if we can't write it out, it's not to be. Well, for those that want to just use a quick analogy, show me, this is not for the scientists, just for you right now, show me the oxygen. Show it to me right now. What? Well, then I don't believe you because I don't see it. See, it's kind of a little stupid. Show me the law of gravity. Take me up on a plane 30,000 miles or 30,000 feet up in the air. Shut the engines off and prove it. You see what I'm saying? It's like, okay, dude, you're ridiculous. Here's the thing that's not ridiculous. There are a ton of things that we absolutely believe and take on faith. There's just not a ton of God things that we absolutely take by faith. Hey, when you turn that button on, when you enter that room, you anticipating the electricity coming on? It's a lot of faith, isn't it? But not for God? Ouch. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
Do you happen to know what termites hate? Termites hate heat. So when it gets blistering hot outside, guess where they go? That's right, into your nice, cool house. They ought to be sending you thank you notes. However, my friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady, owner of Ecola, has a patented process called Ecola Heat that turns the tables on termites and kills them. Yes. And Sue, this is just one of your family-friendly alternative methods of killing termites?
That's right, Dave. We use mostly natural, non-toxic solutions that can be more convenient and less costly, along with traditional methods. Call us today for a free inspection so we can determine the best method of eradicating termites in your home and keep them away. First-time customers get $100 off.
Call E.C.O.L.A. 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
E.C.O.L.A. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly.
Not for escrows.
Cultural progressives won't be satisfied just intimidating us into silence. They want a complete and unconditional surrender. This is Jim Garlow. How will we have any credibility in sharing biblical truths about sin and judgment and saving faith in Christ if we're afraid of offending someone? This not only applies to the gospel, but to everything God teaches us about family, marriage, raising children, even the intrinsic worth every person has by being made in the image of God. Am I saying we don't need to be sensitive or understanding of those we want to influence? Of course not. The more sensitive we are to being a stumbling block for others, the greater chance we have to build trusting relationships. It comes to this. We have a choice to be politically correct according to the world's standards or biblically correct according to the Spirit of Christ. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California, you had a chance to hear one of our first two segments. We were talking about WWJD. What would Jesus do? And then this last segment, talking about skeptically being blind. What happens? You can't see when you're not operating in faith. Show me that oxygen. Now, if you had a balloon on you, you probably could. But see, that's not the point. All right. Here, let's cover a couple of more announcements, which we like to do. Don't forget about Experience Israel Tour. We are trying to get Reuven Doran on, so we need to get him on. ExperienceIsraelTour.com. I will not forget that the last time he told me about, you know, what he wanted when he came into the United States was a hamburger, not a corned beef sandwich. I did find that ironic. Again, we would just encourage you to, if you've never been to Israel, to take the opportunity to go to Israel. If you're able to afford it, you just got to get it done by the end of August, August 31st. So more information, experienceisraeltour.com. From Genesis Tours and our good friend Reuven Doran. I already mentioned Abounding Grace. I did not mention that Chris Gordon's going to be on the show co-hosting. He's going to sit in because he's never had a chance to sit in for like a long time. He only gets to listen to bits and pieces. So he's working it out and he's going to come and spend like an afternoon. And that'll be kind of fun. We've never done that before. And then the last thing to tell you, because I like warning you, is there is a show coming up where we are doing eight segments, because we do eight segments. We do our intro and then segment one, two, three, four. All eight segments are going to be one message. First time we've ever done it. I promise it won't be boring. I promise. That's one of the worst, you know, one of the worst things. You know, I really appreciate my culture. I went to private Hebrew school, for those that don't know, but and some rabbis were excellent teachers, but some were not. And I've been to a ton of different churches, and some pastors are really good teachers, and some are not. I mean, you can't, you know, it's like, and nothing more irritating than you're sitting there, and you're trying to get into it, and it's not happening, and then you turn to your wife, and you start figuring out what your lunch plans are. It just happens. Don't lie about it. You know, it happens. So, you know, that's the one thing I don't want the show to do is do that. All right? Okay. All right, let's get ready. Here is one that you, maybe you've heard it before. I've heard it before, so you've probably heard it before too. This is entitled Think Both. Think Both. Not just one, but think the other two. Well, what does that mean? I'm going to take a small different uncontextual take but I think you'll appreciate it once you see where we're going with it. John chapter 11, verse 23 through 27. John 11, 23 through 27. Jesus talking to Martha regarding Lazarus, so you know what's going on in the story. Your brother will rise again, Jesus told her. Martha replied, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me will live even though he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she answered. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. Let me tell you something about what Martha gave in response to Jesus. She didn't give a wrong answer. How about that? Jesus wasn't rebuking her. He was informing her. He was teaching her. And what Martha was thinking about Lazarus was what? I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Let me tell you that she should be commended that she had a committed faith that she believed that at the resurrection that she would resurrect, her brother would resurrect, her sister would resurrect, that people were going to resurrect. And, you know, they know they were followers of Jesus, so that resurrection was looking good. And I think that that part's really good. And Jesus is just trying to take her one step deeper that she wasn't necessarily thinking about. So she goes, I know he's going to rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Let me catch something here for you real fast. He didn't say, I will be the resurrection and the life. He said, I am now. Now, why is that important? You're going to see why. But Jesus is explaining to Martha in using his language that he is currently the resurrection and not just that there's a resurrection on the last day. And she does catch some of this because she says, I believe you are, not I believe you will be. So I do think there's some element where she was maybe catching on, but not fully, as you get to hear the rest of the story, where Lazarus raises up and they're all freaking out and going, what? But here's the thing I want you to catch. Martha was believing for the last days, and you and I, we should be believing for the last days. In fact, a lot of times when we do things like give to save the children, we give that $60, that $120. We believe we're investing in the future eternally. And so we believe when you do that, there's going to be an eternal response that God will grant us. And we trust for that. So like Martha, we're thinking, yeah, there's going to be a resurrection at the last day and we'll get it all there. And that is correct. However, Jesus said, not I will be the resurrection, but I am the resurrection. And what that means is it's not just for eternity, but there are things for now, too. And what we'll do is we'll just say, yeah, just put it in eternity, just put it in eternity, just put it in eternity. We'll just chalk it up, chalk it up, chalk it up. But here is a passage that will show you that there is a now element in the kingdom of God. Psalm 27, verse 13, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, the land of the living is us here on earth. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out King David's process in writing Psalms. He's talking about this journey, not that eternal journey where there will be eternal glories, but he's also talking about the blessing of God here and now. And there's a passage in Proverbs that says the Lord pours out his blessing or he maketh rich and he adds no sorrow to it. And so too many of us, I think it's Proverbs 10:22, but too many of us are thinking, well, if you ever get blessed here, you can just wait for the other shoe to drop because you'll just get whacked in the head the next day. And it's like, that is not how this works. If the Lord decides to bless, he blesses you and he can do anything now. And you keep deciding, I know exactly what you're thinking. Well, you can't do anything. Lazarus got up from the dead. He can do anything. So that's it. That's case is closed. Now, it's true that Lazarus died again and will rise again, right? We already know that. And remember how close Jesus is to Lazarus. One of the few times he talks about a parable and uses Lazarus's name in the parable. Very rare for Jesus to do. Rarity. But Jesus wants you to know that it is not that he will be the resurrection, but that he is the resurrection. And some of the things that you need to happen in this lifetime will happen in this lifetime. God doesn't just bless in eternity. He blesses here, too. Now, does that give you a right to go into a prosperity gospel? No. But does that give you the right to look for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Yes. It's not, this isn't rocket science. Even if it was rocket science, this would all be making sense. Because the bottom line is that God is going to bless you, much greater in eternity, but also blesses you now. And if he didn't bless you now, then how did you ever get a prayer answered? Ever? Well, he'd only do that in eternity. See how silly some of that is? So we need to think both. We need to think eternally primarily, because that's where most of us do have a hard time. But somebody like me, I think so much I try to think so much in the eternal that I do forget that there is a land of the living where the Lord can bless me now. And when my kids had kids, I think I started to change, which is why if I talked to myself 25 years ago, I'd slap myself. But now I think I'm growing up a little more somehow, or maybe getting softer or older or something. Think both ways. Think eternally. It is true. And investing in the kingdom of God in the future is fantastic. But also recognize Psalm 27:13 and what Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And by the way, Lazarus is getting up in about 5 minutes. You will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, too. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Jesus can use me, 'cause in his hands I'm changing to a servant of God. All I've got.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
As the years add up, God's faithfulness keeps multiplying.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. John F. Burns spent 40 years covering world events for the New York Times. In an article written after his retirement in 2015, Burns recalled the words of a close friend and fellow journalist who was dying of cancer. "Never forget," his colleague said, "it's not how far you've traveled, it's what you've brought back." Psalm 37 could be considered David's list of what he brought back from his journey of life, from shepherd to soldier and king. The psalm is a series of couplets contrasting the wicked with the righteous and affirming those who trust the Lord. Verses 1 and 2 say, "Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong, for like the grass they will soon wither." Verses 23 and 24 say, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." And verse 25, "I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread." From our experiences in life, what has God taught us? How have we experienced his faithfulness and love? In what ways has the Lord's love shaped our lives? It's not how far we've traveled in life, but what we've brought back that counts. Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app. Or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement is provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Breaks, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Big shout out to my good friend Steve Wheeler and the ministry, Whitefields Ministries, which we appreciate the fact that they take the gospel everywhere. They support rural pastors educationally, inspirationally, financially. They help in these different villages have clean drinking water. So the clean drinking water, they're not using cesspools as their water systems. Like, who cannot support that? I support that. They network between missionaries and churches and ministries all over the world. And they are committed to advancing the gospel until the Lord returns. Okie dokie. I mean, I don't feel there's a lot to defend. People say, well, why do you always talk about them? They sponsor the show. I'm going to show you how this works. They sponsor. Steve and I have been together for 3.5 years. We've become friends. I've spoken at his events. He comes in and fills in for me in the show. It's how it works. What you call friendships. They develop over time, and you committed to mutual ministry, and that's what you love to do for one another. If you're like, hey, I want to still be able to give, I like that giving process, go to whitefields.org, see if that's a place to give. If it's not, don't worry. But check it out and see if it's people you can pray for. I'm sure you can pray for them. They're advancing the gospel. How do you not pray for that? This is easy stuff. Whitefields.org, whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. I have decided, Tugboat Todd, we need to come up with a sound for Whitefields. I got to have something. What do you do? Do you do anything when he comes in and fills in? Is there any particular sound he does?
No, but I always make it a point to do some of that barbershop quartet.
Oh, yeah, because he loves that. So he used to be into that, right?
He used to be in one, yeah.
That's amazing. That guy's done a lot of stuff. I mean, for a lot of big ministries. I love that.
He's got the voice to do the whatever the baritone or the low voice is.
Yeah, I don't know what the four are. I mean,
he's definitely got a singing, like a, you know, voice that travels.
Yeah. Well, that helps him with the evangelism. So I'm just saying. I have a voice that makes people flee, but not necessarily for the same reason. All right, let's move on. So this is supposed to be a semi-spiritual segment, and that probably won't happen. I will tell you that I've done now a reread on the book, Church Disappointment, His Appointment. I'm in my fifth reread, and I'm telling you, if you've been hurt in a church, that is a good book. And when I was hurt, there was only a handful of books that I could do. Letters to a Devastated Christian by Gene Edwards, that was a really, really good book. A couple of sermons on shepherding, that was some good material there. Those kind of things. A Tale of Three Kings, excellent book. And that's one of the reasons I wrote Church Disappointment, His Appointment, was because people get hurt in church life, and instead of going, wah, and then I'm taking my ball and going home, there's a need for us to still participate because God didn't give you those gifts that you can bless people with so you can sit on your blessed assurance. So you got to do something. You got to get your toe back in the pool. So that's a good way to do it. Church Disappointment, His Appointment. Now, either churchdisappointment.com or hisappointment.com, or you go to Amazon and type in my name. There's one review, but it is 5 stars. That's not bad. I'll take it. Okay, that's all the end of the spiritual stuff here. I got 3 more minutes. This is not spiritual, but this happened. Okay? All right. This was a happening in my home. So as you know, my wife and I are kind of selective on the stuff that we watch. We enjoy our 3D TV. We do, I mean, that's kind of like the bulk of what we watch. Plus, we like to watch situation comedies more than murder mysteries, just because we think it's better to laugh than to, you know, unless it's something that you get to kind of figure out as you go along. And then I'm not allowed to talk during those, apparently, because I always go, this guy did it, this guy did it. It's usually, I can just tell you right now, it's the third, fourth, or fifth character they bring into a story. That's it. About 85% of the time, that's it. So the last Friday night, as you know, I had to go to the doctor, and we, you know, had somebody, we did a replay. You guys did a great job taking care of the rest of that appeal. And so as I was relaxing on the couch, I decided, you know, I recorded a concert from a while back from a person I used to listen to. I'm not promoting what they do. I'm not saying it's good, but I wanted to see a little nostalgic, little attitude. And it just so happened to be, it was a Billy Joel concert back when, before he had a lot of his problems and back when things seemed to be relatively normal to as much of a degree as they can be. And I will tell you that some of the songs, I mean, are, you know, I mean, I like, you know, the Baby Grand song where him and Ray Charles were singing about their baby grand piano. I see something, stuff like that. I like that. I mean, and then some of the other stuff like Allentown's a very social song about things that are not going well in the factories. You know, I got it. That's how it goes. So I was watching part of this Billy Joel concert on television, and my wife was just putting up with me, and I'm, you know, I sing terrible. I don't know if I told you that. So I'm singing back and forth. La, 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 la. I get a knock on the door. I know you're riveted. Don't get too riveted. I get a knock on the door. It's the Democratic Party. They sent a representative to knock on my door. Apparently, the concert was from 1987, and he was doing it in Russia. Who knew? So somehow that connected me to the Russian government watching the Billy Joel concert. That's right. Just pick it around. Just go back around. I'm watching this whole thing. It took me about 30 minutes to figure out he was doing it in Russia. And then I turned on my wife and said, can I watch this? Am I allowed to watch this? It's 1987, 30 years ago. I'm thinking, he's even doing that song back in the USSR. He's in trouble. That's all I kept thinking. As he was playing it, it was a rather humorous moment. You had to be there in the family because, you know, all you do is turn on the TV and you hear this, that, whatever. And it's like, you know what? Here, I have an idea. Everybody in government, watch this. Ready? Get a job. That's, how about that? Everybody gets a job. You have to work a certain amount of hours. You can only fundraise a certain amount of time. And you can't work for more than X amount of time. And everybody does it because they have a heart to serve.
Did the guy really knock on your door?
No, I just imagined that. Did you like that, though?
I was like, wow, that's crazy. Maybe he heard the music, and I was like, oh, he must be a Democrat.
It's Billy Joel. Yeah. No, but I couldn't resist because it was just too funny. All right, we're going to take a short break, then come back. We do have a serious DDD right off the top called People of the Lie. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.